He didn't have to swear in actually.
Okay.
There you go, you didn't even have to press anything. Do you know how to do the slideshow? There.
Oh, all right.
Slideshow, and then press that, and you can go through these.
Okay.
And you can press escape to get back to the. So for all intents and purposes during meeting, I'm not in here. If you have a major technical problem, I can help you with that, otherwise. So everything's okay back here, so I'll let you take it away.
Okay.
All right.
As you all know, we're here to create a brand new fantastic remote. I'm Nick DeBusk, I'm the project manager. We'll just get started with everyone kind of letting each other know who they are and what you're doing, what your role is. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm Corinne Whiting, and I will be the marketing expert. And in each of the three phases, I will have a different role. In the function design phase, I will be talking about user requirement specification. And this means what needs and desires are to be fulfilled. And I'll be doing research to figure this out. In the conceptual design phase, I will be dealing with trend watching. And I'll be doing marketing research on the web. And then finally, in the detailed design phase, I will be doing product evaluation, and so I will be collecting the requirements and ranking all of the requirements to see how we did.
Okay. Hi, I'm Ryan, I'm the user interface designer. Likewise, I have three different roles for each stage of the design. The functional design is looking at the technical functions of remote control. In the concept design, the user interface, how the user reacts to the product. And the detail design, sort of like the user interface design, what they might be looking for, things like fashions, what makes, how we're going to make it special. That's all.
I'm Manuel, and I'm the industrial designer in this project. In the functional design phase, I'll be dealing mostly with the requirements. Discuss what functions the product has to fulfill and so on and so on. I suppose we'll work pretty much together on that one. In the conceptual design, I'll be mostly dealing with properties and materials of our product. And in the detailed design, I'll be concerned with look and feel of the product itself. Pretty much working together on the design.
So our opening, our agenda is the opening acquaintance, which we've kind of done. Tool training, project plan, discussion, and then closing. Grand total of 25 minutes we have here. So we are putting together a new remote control. We want it to be something original. Of course, we're not only a electronics company, but a fashion conscious electronics company. So we want it to be trendy, and we want it to be easy to use. We've got functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design, which basically is the three of you. Functional design, do we have ideas of maybe let's just throw out some ideas of what kind of remote control we want to have, and then we can go into how we're going to design it and how we're going to do the detailing on it.
Yeah, well, function of remote control is just a, you know, change channels is its main function.
So we want it to be a TV remote, or, I mean, do we want it to do other things besides just be a television remote?
I suppose trying to get a universal remote.
Okay.
To work on all sort of electrical products in one person's house.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they all sort of have the same role of changing channels, volumes, and then programming.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think they all work on the same principle as well, so I doubt you know. Time, just infrared, is that sent out?
I think, yeah, universal remote. This is my first go around with creating a remote control, so.
Aristo?
I think we're all in the same boat here.
One thing I thought of with remote control is you always lose them.
Okay.
Mm.
So there's a way of finding it quite easily.
So we should set our remote control up to where it has a
like a tracking device.
Like a tracking device, or like a
you whistle or make a noise.
It makes a noise. There's a button on the TV that you press.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be good.
Generally, all remotes are sort of kind of similar in their appearance.
Yeah. Do we want, so they're kind of like long and rectangular. Do we want something crazy? You know, do we want something new that's going to stand
modern.
Out?
A so.
Modern. So our remote should be.
Maybe like user friendly, like a little.
Yeah.
You know, where you can use both hands, like a little keyboard type
people,
thing.
I thought maybe, because people always tend to throw a remote control about the place to one another. It was in a bowl.
Yeah.
Well, there, of course, the administration is a chance to have it be informed and fulfill all functions at the
yeah.
same time. So there, obviously, some restrictions here. Are here. However, one question is how stable is that thing supposed to be? First, the material, pretty much. What are we going to build the thing out of? How sturdy is it going to be? Do we want to last longer, or rather have people whatever.
Okay,
have
so
to buy one.
Yeah, so
yeah,
we want it to be sturdy, we want it to hold up to somebody's child, you know, throwing it across the room, or as you said, people kind of throw it, so
yeah.
Ball shaped. You know, if it were ball shaped, maybe.
Could be cased on the outside and everything could be inside.
Okay. So we want it to be modern, fun, sturdy. So our form and our function, we want it to be easy to find. What else do we want it to do? So we want it to be universal. And it's something that we're supposed to sell for about 25 euros. And you know, goals for profits are, I think, somewhere around 50 million euros is what they want to make on it. So.
Also, since we're partners of the International Remote Control Association, maybe we want to make it something that would globally appeal.
Okay.
That's more on the research end, but the marketing.
So marketing, yeah. How, maybe marketing, you could find out what is the most universally appealing remote control out there.
Yeah. And maybe as far as design goes, maybe we could have different ones for different target audiences. Because maybe one won't apply to all of the countries we're targeting.
You guys have any ideas for what it should look like? Maybe we could draw it up on the board over there. Some ideas. We want it to be a ball. We'll drop the ball and maybe where the buttons are located.
My original idea is just simply sort of sphere. Where maybe this is where it's connected together, and then when you open it out, it could flip down, and then when you pull it out the middle, maybe the hinge, that's the strongest part of it, that would be the deep hinge on just two parts, and then you'd have. Sometimes remotes have too many buttons, so they're as simple as possible. As few buttons inside as possible. And then there was the idea for just maybe you could add like some kind of like light or something, or lights around it. So it's a bit like some Star Wars at the moment. But yeah.
Futuristic.
No, that was just a simple idea.
Uh-huh.
And then you could feel it around.
Right. One problem you look at with this design is the ball is a nice idea because of its stability.
Yeah.
But of course, since it's a ball, it'll roll. So
yeah.
You have to have it flat on the side at least under somewhere to avoid that part. That's one big issue.
Yeah, also
you risk the hinges here.
Yeah.
That's a
yeah, you didn't have that sort of hinge. That's one idea.
That's interesting, of course, but that's of course a weak point.
Yeah.
How would we go about making, getting rid of our weak points? What? I mean, would we just have a flat spot on the bottom of the ball? Not to put you on the spot, but what did you say your title was again?
I'm your industrial designer.
Industrial designer. So,
the point is that maybe the shape is perhaps not the most ideal.
Okay.
As stable as it is, there must be a compromise between stability and design here.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think about the design of others. I can't think of anything other than the long rectangle. For him, or maybe smaller, sort of faster ones, but
yeah.
There's nothing being done sort of that.
It's not new, it's not innovative, it's, everybody does long remote because it's easy. It's stable.
Okay, I'll draw something. My idea was just to have it be kind of like a keyboard type shape, like video games. So, but maybe, that would be kind of big and bulky. We could also try to do the hinge thing so it could like flip out that way. I don't know.
I think definitely doing something different.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. find something that sort of like more, I suppose like Eddie's hands the same, but something that can fit in the hand.
Something
like
a grip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because even I suppose even with the ball,
you still might be able to.
It's
still
it might
ball.
Not be the easiest to hold on to.
Yeah.
So perhaps the joystick, the keyboard idea might work better. But then again, people like to use one hand to flip and one hand to hold their soda.
Yeah.
So maybe.
True.
Maybe.
It's, yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a one-handed.
I feel like I'm just shooting everything down here.
You're the boss, you're allowed to.
Well, with one-handed design, you also have a problem of the size. Because you know from cell phones, they can be too small. So
yeah.
If the handle is too small, if it's small, it probably looks better, but it may not be as functional.
Okay, so fortunately we've got about 5 minutes here to come up with our remote control idea and start rolling with it. We've talked about our experiences with remote control, and we've got a couple of ideas. What if we had not only say we went with the ball function, but maybe we give it sort of grips along the side. So it's easier to hold on to that way. Of course, that'll then remove some of our ball. Unless this part were raised, so say the cover flips over and covers that part, so the grip is, no, that wouldn't work either. But if we're gonna make it flat on the bottom, then that eliminates our ball anyways. So if it were flat on the bottom and then had the sort of grips on the side here, I guess. And then we'd have the problem with the hinge. So if we're flat on the bottom, it's not going to roll away, it'll stay where we want.
The question is also, I don't know, do you really always want to open that thing when you use it?
That's true.
It's probably going to lie around open all the time anyway, so I don't know if it is a good idea. From a stability point of view, it certainly is, but also you have to take into account more of these things. Break, by accident, the more we stop. So.
So we don't have it flip open. We just have a ball.
Well, then maybe go back to swing on the other things.
Okay. So then we forget the ball.
It looks cool.
It looks cool, but it's really not. It's not functional. So we've got our sort of keyboard kind. What if we flipped it around here so that it were. Sorry, that doesn't look anything like what you have there. So it's up and down, you hold it this way. It's like the rectangular again, only with a couple of jutting out points. But it's one-handed.
Question is, what makes those game pads functional? I think that's pretty much the form for the hand. So round shape underneath that makes it funky.
Mm.
Yeah. Makes it nice, so that's an essential part of stuff like that. It will not probably not get away from some longer design.
Right.
Because you also have to know which way around to point this thing. Yeah, well, the batteries
doesn't have a cord,
right,
like joysticks do.
Batteries go weak as well, so after a while you have to point it towards the equipment if you want to control it. To show which is the front, which is the back.
Is it possible to have it to where it would work with like a sensor on either side? So that either way you're pointing it will work.
Of course, the more technology you stick in that, the more it will cost. So, of course, you can.
Okay.
I mean, of course, it will be evident after a while, but if you look at it, it will be evident which way around to point it, since you have the numbers and the buttons and stuff. But about an instinctual thing, like you just grab it and I just look at it, you know, they're around and point it. Otherwise, the design of putting two sensors on both sides would probably work.
It would be designed in some way that, you know, isn't a rectangle, but still pointed in a direction that had that positive action thing.
Yeah.
Something like that instead. And there's, you didn't know which way you pointed it.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, but we have a warning to finish. Yeah.
Okay, well, just to finish up, should we go with this plan? Start making some. Are good ideas for your time? Finish now. So, and then marketing will look and see what people want.
Alright.
Okay. Project manager will design a better meeting for next time around. Be a little bit more prepared. And alright. Good meeting.